This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. All-party meeting called by Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli dwells on measures to contain corona pandemic by election and making house meeting effective. Health Ministry confirms 843 new cases of corona infection. CPN UML Karnali Province Committee dismisses three floor-crossing lawmakers from the party and recommends Party Central Committee to remove Prakash Jwala from his post. And more than 3 million die of corona pandemic across the world. Now the news in detail. The all-party meeting called by Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has discussed the measures to control corona infection, the issues about by-election and the ways of making the House of Representatives meeting effective. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyamali shared that during the meeting held at Balwatar yesterday, serious discussions were held on how to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic, conduct by-elections in all tiers of the government and the businesses held up in the parliament. Minister Gyamwali quoted the participating leaders that they had urged the government to take effective steps to contain the corona pandemic. He said the Nepali Congress had urged the government to conduct the by-election without affecting the party's General Assembly set for coming August. Likewise, Minister Gyamwali confirmed that the meeting discussed the long-pending matters in the parliament, including the matter of forwarding the Millennium Challenge Corporation Agreement. The meeting was attended by Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba, People's Socialist Party's leader Mahanta Thakur, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party leader Prakash Chandra Lohani, and Nepal Workers and Patients Party's leader Prem Suwal, among others. Meanwhile, the leaders of CPN Maoist Centre and the leaders from Madhav Kumar Nepal group did not attend the meeting. The COVID-19 Crisis Management Centre, CCMC, has held discussions with stakeholders regarding measures to control new variant of coronavirus. Secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Minister, Khagaraz Baral, said the meeting of the committee at Singha Darbar dwelt on the recommendation of the Health Ministry regarding measures to control new variant of coronavirus. Secretary Baral said the meeting discussed about enforcing strict health safety measures and adopting alternative teaching learning methods in the COVID-19 affected areas. Meanwhile, the ministry has reported 843 new coronavirus infection cases in the last 24 hours. As per the ministry's update, 768 cases were reported via PCR tests and 75 cases were reported via antigen tests. Similarly, 226 people have recovered from the infection in the same period. The ministry had also reported 5 corona-related deaths yesterday. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 3,075. CPN UML's Karnali Province Committee has taken actions against the three lawmakers who flouted the party's whip and voted for incumbent Chief Minister Mahendra Bahadur Shahi in the Provincial Assembly. CPN UML's Karnali Province Chair, Gorakh Bogati, said the party's province committee meeting held in Surkhet yesterday dismissed lawmakers Nanda Singh Budha, Ambar Bahadur Thapa and Kurmaraz Sahi from the party. Chair Bogati further said a letter had been written to Central Committee of the party to take action against party's lawmaker, Prakash Jwala, for violating the party discipline. Meanwhile, Chief Minister of Karnali Province, Mahendra Bahadur Shahi, has appointed three ministers yesterday. After getting vote of confidence on Friday, Chief Minister Shahi reshuffled his cabinet by appointing Nanda Singh Budha, Amar Bahadur Thapa and Kurmaraz Shahi as the ministers. Budha is given the responsibility of Ministry of Land Management, Agriculture and Cooperative, while the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Development to Thapa and Ministry of Industry, Tourism and Forest and Environment to Shahi. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has urged all to follow the health safety protocols against coronavirus strictly as the infection cases has increased lately. The president tweeted yesterday that the COVID-19 could be contained with the government's effective response strategy and civic patience. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has urged the stakeholders to defend the government. Inaugurating a traditional resting shed near Tundal Devi of Hardigaon yesterday, the Deputy Prime Minister said it would be unfortunate for the nation if the games to change the government were intensified. He said government change would provoke political instability in the country. The Nepal Oil Corporation has again hiked the price of petroleum products. As per the new adjusted price list of petroleum products, price of petrol has increased to 121 rupees per litre against earlier 120 rupees per litre. Likewise, price of diesel and kerosene has been increased by 1 rupees per litre. Price of both diesel and kerosene has reached 104 rupees per litre. Price of aviation fuel on domestic routes has increased to 76 rupees per litre from 74 rupees. However, price of cooking gas and aviation fuel on international routes has remained same. You are listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Baba, हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरु बीच पठनपाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री रहेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखेबो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the international updates now. The number of people who have died worldwide in the COVID-19 pandemic has surpassed 3 million, according to Johns Hopkins University. The milestone comes the day after the head of the World Health Organization warned the world was approaching the highest rate of infection so far. India experiencing a second wave recorded more than 230,000 new cases on Saturday alone. Almost 140 million cases have been recorded since the pandemic began. World Health Organization Chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom warned on Friday that cases and deaths are continuing to increase at worrying rates. He added that globally the number of new cases per week has nearly doubled over the past 2 months. U.S. President Joe Biden has reversed course hours after signing an order to keep the number of refugees admitted annually to the United States as at Trump-era levels. Biden drew on Friday as he held the cap at the historically low figure of 15,000, 2 months after he plans to increase it to 65,500. The White House later said Biden would raise the refugee camp next month. UN figures indicate there are more than 80 million refugees worldwide, with 85% of them hosted by developing countries. The sports update now. Nepal thrashed the Netherlands by 9 wickets in the first cricket match of the tri-national T20 international series at the Tribhuwan University International Cricket Ground at Kirtipur yesterday. A 116-run partnership between Kushal Purtel and Ashif Sheikh helped the country secure the win. Electing to bat first after winning the toss, the Netherlands made 136 runs in allotted 20 overs at the loss of 4 wickets. Nepal achieved the 137-run target in 15 overs, losing just 1 wicket. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Far West Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Brief rain, thundershowers accompanied with gust winds and hail are also likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Far West Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 11.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. All-party meeting called by Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli dwells on measures to contain coronavirus pandemic, by-election and making house meeting effective. Health Ministry confirms 843 new cases of corona infection. CPN UML Karnali Province Committee dismisses three floor-crossing lawmakers from the party and recommends Party Central Committee to remove Prakash Jwala from his post. And more than 3 million die of coronavirus pandemic across the world. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.